I know there's only so much you can say, but this is probably not the best secondary you've seen. What do you think?
I think they play very good overall defense. They get after the passer, and I think the secondary knows they have a time clock in their head of when to break on routes. And, you know, the safeties do a great job of coming up, making plays, making big hits and stuff like that. So they're a great team defense. I mean, so I think they understand how to play well off each other.
Is there an opportunity here, however, for you guys to kind of the passing game to get that consistency you guys have been looking for a while?
Well, it's the playoffs. We just got to make plays. I mean, when the opportunity presents itself, whether it's a tough catch or an easy catch, you got to make plays. And, you know, last couple of weeks we haven't been doing that, not to dwell on the past, but it's playoff football now. So we got to make plays. We got to take advantage of the opportunities we get on the field, whether we get 5 series or 10 series, we got to take advantage of them.
How confident are you, James, that this offense can put together a good 4 quarters and play the way you guys know you can play?
I'm very confident, man. I come in here and watch film every day on, you know, some of the plays that we left out there that probably could have blasted the game wide open. So very confident, man. We got a lot of talented people on that offense, a lot of guys that can make a lot of plays and do a lot of great things. And, you know, it's time to flip the switch, man, for the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully we can go out there and put some points up.
Coach talked about a little bit, and so did Corey, about some of the negativity that's been said about this football team outside of this building.
Yeah.
As a professional athlete, you put a smile on your face. How do you move forward? And kind of, Corey said he had to get off Twitter.
I mean, the whole thing about football is when everybody starts the season, their goal is to either win their division or punch their ticket to the playoffs. And we've done that. And, you know, we're one of 12 teams that have an opportunity to play for a Super Bowl, which everybody shoots for every year. So I think the underdog is good, you know. You know, you would hope that, you know, the teams in the playoffs wouldn't think that, you know, we're an underdog team, you know, by what the product we put on the film. So we'll see. But, you know, add a little fuel to the fire. I've been an underdog my whole life, you know. So add a little fuel to the fire for the other guys that may have not have been the underdog. You know what I mean? Hopefully it touched them in a little different way. But I always play like the underdog anyway. So I'm excited about it, man. Excited about our team and our opportunity to go out there.
How about playing in enemy territory? Is it nice to be the road dog, the underdog, to go in there and try to silence the crowd?
You'd rather be at home, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I'm sure their crowd will be pumped up, you know. I think they ain't had a home playoff game in a long time, so I'm sure they'll be pumped up and ready to go. So we're going to have to come in there, you know, with our hair on fire and be able to play some good football and start fast.
How about experience? How big is your playoff experience with this team?
I don't really get into experience and all that stuff, man. It's all about playing football, man. Run, catch, tackle. You know what I mean? You do that, you win the ball game.
There are no guarantees in the NFL, so what's it like knowing that your whole season comes down to
this is what you live for, man. Everybody live to play in these type games and get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, to do that, you got to play in these games. Win or lose, go home. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get it done if we want to practice again on another Wednesday.